There's no din of kiddush by the third meal, but tzarich l'tzeil shtei kiras. But you do have a din of lechem mishnah. Ramov im soyed harba pamim b'shabbos. A person would have more than three meals, still tzarich l'chol suda shtei kiras. The din of lechem mishnah, any meal that he's washing, he has din of lechem mishnah. Actually, there's interesting kiddush shulchan aruch that says Shabbos morning when you make kiddush on Mazarnas, you need two pieces of cake because of lechem mishnah. Mishra doesn't bring it. I don't bring it. Okay. Pachas lo yilor b'sudah shishas pachas mikikar echad sholim. You need at least one sholim. He said, "Pasha the minig lahakel of tzibus rishlis rak b'kikar echas echad sholim abal yesh lahakron likashnayim." Okay. Zok to Mr. Brewer in the circle of Kaddish. Tahan the work al yain kaddish b'sudah. There's no din of making a bracha on yain before the meal. The issue is Yom Laila in Kiddush, so we do Kiddush by night and by day. Ma Laila Sagi Bechadzimna Apayim Kishitu Chachamim Lekadosh Sagi Nami Bechadzimna Bebeiker. Nighttime one is enough. The daytime one is enough. I was taking Koras Tzarich, but you do need Lechem Mishnah. Chol Tzurah Shalom Sayin Miyam Shabbos. All there, you're not learning one meal from the other. They all have the din of, each one has his own din of Lechem Mishnah. Okay. Correct. Well, the kiddush by day is the rabbanon. The chachamim took the kana of kiddush which you have b'layla and they moved it to b'yom. They didn't double it. They didn't make the din of b'yom more than chomer than the din of nighttime. Pachas mikikar. Also true. Pachas mikikar echad. The yom shishi yored haman lechol echad shnei amorim lechol kolomer asur shtei kikaris. So you can't go less than one kikar. So what's the cheshbon of one kikar? Like this. So every person got two armor on Erev Shabbos. From each armor they made two kikaris. Okay, arba l'shnei amorim. So it means each person had four loaves. Ochel echad b'Erev Shabbos. So we're paralleling this to what was in the Midbar. By the time they got to the second meal of Shabbos day, they only had one loaf left. They had four loaves to start with. They used one for Friday morning, one for Friday night, one for Shabbos morning, and the fourth one for Shabbos. So they got to the last meal, they only had one kikar.
But then arguing they only used one by the other
Siddur
Shabbos also.
But they had two. They made a bracha on two.
They made a bracha
on the eighth one. Right. Same as the last one. All they had was one. So this sheet that says the last meal. One is enough, but one you need. She shalim b'meinloy tayve prusa she kibeya. If you don't have a shalim, So you need a prusa at least the size of a kibeya. Kanaba sefalov. Actually, more than a kibeya. The Alba Gav, the mitzvahs lechem mishnah, ain loy mitzvah surah miyakayim, the surah v'dinim. There's one din of lechem mishnah, there's one din of surah Shabbos. So you won't be miyakayim the din of lechem mishnah. That's not ma'akiv in the din of surah. But it's tarim lahakmer likach shtayim. Chen roi lina lechachila, kisar vishana hi ha'ikra. The ikra sheet is that each of the surahs requires lechem mishnah. There is a yin of making a bracha on wine during the meal, during Siddur Shlishis. Which, interestingly enough, it says over here, Tikkunei Shabbos, which is a Kabbalistic concept, that's it's a Rambam. The Rambam says you have to convey all three of the meals on Yayin. So it's not just a Kabbalistic concept, it's also a Rambam. If all the people there, there's enough lechem mishnah for each one of them, so nachin linoik shezeh shabetzei yechav and lifter berichas amoytzi kol mesubim. Remember the subim sheyechav and yetsu berichas. Okay, sheyekulam yetsu lechem mishnah. I can't give each one their own roles, so I will make a bracha on my lechem mishnah. We might see them, and then they'll eat their prusas that they have. Okay.
Okay.
Only the one person.
Only one person has one lechem. Yeah. So the mechaber goes through the different sheets of what you have to make this bekavei this meal with. So the first one is bread. Mini dogon, it's lab after bread, it's anything which would be which would be from Chumash's mini dogon. So it's mazonis. Okay. Yeshama Shayokal Associate Bedorma Shemalafsim Behem Hapas. You could be the things which would be a meal type of foods. Meal type of foods are foods that you would see a person eating as part of, in conjunction with bread, boser, dogim. A little bit of perish, you can't use fruits. Some say that you can use even fruits. So we have four sheetas. The main sheet is like the first one, the Shulchan Aruch says. Elim Kain, who is Savei Abayas, unless he's too full and he can't, it would be a chilagasa, so then he should just eat something else. The other examples, when you can't eat bread, for example, so you can't eat chometz anymore in the afternoon. You can't eat matzah because it's our Pesach. So in that situation, you'd be mekayem it with these other options. Okay. Zot mishabura. So you're learning now, this is three times eat it today, it referring to the mon, which was functioned like pas. Okay. Besides that, a person should make the meal as nice as possible. Any michael which is made from chamesh mini dogan. Everybody agrees it's mitzvah and a mufker to wash and to have tzlecha mishnah. The argument is in the b'di'evit. The first sheet holds that you must use pas. Now, if you don't pass, yes, you'll receive another sheetus, but and an order, right? But if you have pass available, you're not yotze with not eating pass, according to the first sheet. The second sheet says, no, you're yotze a bit yavid without pass, but definitely it's a bit yavid. So it's a mazonis. Now, notice he didn't say that it has to be dafka pasavah b'kistan. So it also would be something which would be like a cooked, noodles, you know, something which is cooked, as opposed to pasavah b'kistan. It doesn't, even if it's baked, if it doesn't have teresa de nahama, we assume in halacha it's a different type of a form. That's good enough to be yotzei. Tam de'ezu, the kimin the ein derech lechol suda shlishes l'te'ovin. Since it's in general, people are not hungry at that point in time, so they weren't mechayim, at least in the b'di'evit, to use pas. And therefore, sagi b'hochi. So gam kenatam shardei shem mekilim azeh. That's all the sheetahs which are being makel. They're all arguing how much were we makel due to the fact that it's not. We can't expect a person to eat this eat pas at this point of the day. Okay, so what should you do? An erev Pesach, also loy, you can't eat pas. Okay, you can't have a mini tigun choisim and matzah ksusha, but bust of dogam of Paris. So you have three options. So you can use, he gives an example, a fried matzah meal dish, or meat and fish, or Paris. Now, when he says fried over here, he doesn't mean like a pan baked. He means like, you know, deep fried. So it would be this. They used to make something out of like a kremslach, right? It was really, but knedlach would be the same thing. The point is that erev Pesach, in the same way you can't eat matzah, something which is baked with matzah mel is also sudit. Something which is cooked with matzah mel is mutter. So kenedlach are cooked. So a person can have kenedlach erev Pesach in the afternoon, or in the morning or in the afternoon. It's something which is a frying, which is not just like a pan baked type of a thing, but it's real frying, so it's also not considered baked, and it would not have this iser. And if that's not available, you use pasuk dog. If that's not available, you use peiros. It goes in order. Yeah. Vav, notch mechayev is besudas shlishis. Women are chayev in this mitzvah also, and they're also chayev in the mitzvah lechem mishnah. Chayev is besudas shlishis. The call immediately the Shabbos ish misha shomim kama shisper b'simon shayin hal. First of all, what's the kiddush over here? It's a mitzvah seishas man groma. It's a time bound mitzvah to eat the suda. But Shabbos, women are chayev in kiddush. The chayev in that says of Shabbos, just like the Lord says. They were there by the mon, and the Bereshim told to tell Klaisel, each member of Klaisel, eat it today. So it's referring to the women as well. The Bir Halacha points out, women are, besides being chayiv and Surah Shlishis, they're also chayiv that they should do it with Lecha Mishnah. Because they were there by the mon. Okay, Reis Ani Beis. Din Tfilas Mincha B'Shabbos. It's interesting. You see from the positioning of the halacha, which is based on the Torah. The Torah had seen Surah Shishas before Mincha, because he goes to the halacha Surah Shishas before he goes to the halacha of Mincha. He's been basically following. You notice he's been following order, you know, of the day, starting from. Besides all of the dinim which are usur and Arab Shabbos, and all the things with deal with Arab Shabbos and the hachanas and the isurim, etc., then he starts talking about the din of halakas neiros. Then he talks about the halacha of the tefillas ma'ariv. So he's in the halacha of kiddush. So he's going in order. You see, the Torah holds that the davening mincha before. You're davening mincha, so you're eating the suda before suda shishis before mincha.
Maybe
mashma
that the Torah is okay with that.
What? Mashma
that the Torah is okay with that versus the.
Well, according to what we were saying before, it's more than even okay. Right? There is. The Ramah brought a cane, ain't lechos, so she's been mincha, which is a toys in a rush. So the Torah is following the sheet of the Torah. You should not get it beforehand.
So the Torah is not like
Tosos in Rosh. He liked the Tosos in Rosh. You daf get it beforehand.
What? Chalash Shudas before
Min? Right. The Torah placed Surah Shishas and Reis Adi Aleph and Mincha and Reis Adi Beis. It means he had the Surah Shishas before Mincha, like the Ramah says the Tosos in Rosh say. You're supposed to have Surah Shishas before Mincha. Walton?
Well, no, I was thinking maybe it was. I didn't realize that Rebbe just said, because I missed that, but practically speaking, for example, here at Chumrah, if you don't have the opportunity to make it to an earlier Mincha,
right.
So, depending on where you live, it may be difficult, and you're not, there's no Shalash Shudas and Shul.
Right. I'm saying the Ramah says that the Ramah brings a minute, they were Madaf could eat it beforehand. Mr. Shabur brings, we pass him the other sheet that holds you Daf could eat it afterwards. So whatever you do, you know, you have a sheet to be samechan, or you have a sheet to say that you're wrong, whether you're a pessimist or an optimist. Okay. Al b'mincha amru mashrei v'letzion banis tefilas si. So b'mincha we say mashrei v'letzion, we say the pasuk of banis tefilas si. We see in sefer Torah recurring shloisha anoshim asar psukim in parsha haba. So you read three aliyahs, 10 psukim. Filu chal yomtiv liyos b'shabbos karen b'parsha haba b'lo b'shal yomtiv. But by Shabbos mincha, even though it's yomtiv, so you didn't lay in the morning. You didn't lay the Shabbos kriya, you lay the yomtiv kriya. So maybe in the afternoon also you should lay something about the yomtiv. No, you lay in the Shabbos kriya of the upcoming parsha. I remember Ashrei v'letzion umafsikin b'kaddish karmani tefilasi. And you say the Kaddish after Avodah Tzion, before Avodah Tzivilasi. B'mirsa Avodah Tzion, b'mincha, himem mokim, seder kedusha t'chol, b'shabbos n'richim, harba b'moshach ha'musav, hinichu ha'ad ha'mincha. We say that in the morning, during the weekdays, and Shabbos, we say, you know, we already daven shachas musav, etc., let's leave it for later, we leave it for mincha.
Benisil Lasi, we say this pasuk of Benisil Lasi, who al pi Hamedrash, Shem Adav Melech of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shalom, Ein Uma Zoi Kaev de Gilulin. Klaus is not like the Goyim. Shoshosin and Mashtakin Perchazim, they, on their holidays, they drink, they get drunk, and they do wild things. Vanu Loikain. The Klaus is not like Davish al Khalil Mashidim, though we ate and we drank, Benisil Lasi, we go and dab. So by mincha we say the pasuk when he's filasi. Okay, by mincha shal yamtiv ein armim oisa. We don't say it by mincha yamtiv, we should have the same thought process. Here we are eating and drinking and davening. So we should say when he's filasi. Why don't we do that? Kimshen karen b'tara shu eis rotsan al yedeze. The pasuk it talks about that it's an eis rotsan. So kriyas haTorah functions as eis rotsan. We don't have the by Shabbos yamtiv by yamtiv by mincha. Mio b'Shabbos nogel omer af b'malkim she'ein sefer Torah b'chein afilu b'yachid. But once chazar masakin and so the curve, if we're not going to say it by Yom Tov, why do we say by Shabbos when we daven b'yachidus? There's no sefer Torah. They don't have a, or the Sefer doesn't have a sefer Torah. So why do you say it over there? No, once that became the meaning to say based on the Medrash, we say it on Shabbos even if we don't have the opportunity for Kriyas haTorah.
Points out the first Hara 1 that Pinchas relates to that Medrash that you don't say it by Yom Kippur Mitzvah, even though we're lame because
we didn't eat and didn't drink. Yeah. Good. One thing I want to point out. Maybe Shabbos will mention the next Mishabur. Okay. Mitzian, whom the Kanas Ezra, Kedis of Gemara, that was ready. The Kanas Moshe Rabbeinu was Shabbos morning, Monday, and Thursday. Ezra added another Kriya on Shabbos in the afternoon. Okay. Shalosh Anoshim, 3. B'mincha, Ein Armim Kadish Allah, Bimor Lo'olam. By mincha, any time of situation where laning by mincha, we don't say the kaddish by the laning, we say the kaddish before Shmon Esrei. Hanu beim Shabbos beim Tainus, whether it's Shabbos mincha or whether it's a Tainus by mincha, they omit kaddim tefillas Shmon Esrei. You say the kaddish before you start Shmon Esrei. Koinami asimitar, that kaddish is going back on the laning. The yarmur miyad alabima, because if you say kaddish immediately after you lane, which really for Kriyas haTorah purposes, that's the right time to say it. If Kenlif in Kenlif they omelo your Makadish, Ken Mamela half six pena kadeshim. So you can't take two kadeshim in a row. There's nothing in between. I Yahalalu, Pasekalabi Hefsik, Rabsham Mizrul Hashem Oritz, Ain Zam Ikradin. So that's not Mikradin to say that capital. It's a minute we say it. So if we can be Kaveya, the Seder Hatvila Mikradin, there's no psukim in between. Except for the Hallelujah. You're only going to say one Kaddish. Either you say it right after laning, and then no Kaddish before actual Shmon Esrei, or vice versa. So which one's better? Well, then Royal Hospital Kaddish the Tefillas Shmon Esrei. The Kaddish has to be said as a like a Hakdama going into Shmon Esrei. Mashain came b'shachris yesh hefzik b'miras ashrei in time. B'shachris we can say a kaddish. We can say a kaddish Shabbos morning. You say kaddish after laning, then you say the kapitel of ashrei, and then you say kaddish again before musaf. Now the fizek kashein sefer Torah b'shabbos b'mincha. So what do you do with the father situation? Person's dav, there's no sefer Torah or person's dav yechidus. So he's not going to be laning. Lo yomer rak pam echad kaddish acher asher will tzion. We'll say kaddish one time. Asher, we don't say. Well, listen. Asher will tzion kaddish, and then you say another kaddish, and you daven shon esrei. No, there's only one kaddish. The pasuk when he says, "Yomer Oz Kadam Kaddish Kadesh Shol Yehi Hefsek Ben Kaddish Latvila," And the pasuk "Manisa v'lasi," you're supposed to say before the Kaddish, in the situation where a person is not going to lay by Shabbos Mincha, so he finishes, Hashem chavetz zman tzikhen l'sor b'yadir, he says the pasuk "Manisa v'lasi," and then he says the Kaddish, and he starts from Esrei. So you're not supposed to make any type of interruption between the Kaddish and the Tefillah. The Kaddish is supposed to be as an introduction to the Tefillah. Which is why Rabbi Einar Rezatzal used to be, you know, point out that it's relevant by Musaf Rosh Chodesh that even though we leave the Tefillin on till after the Kaddish, because you need to have the Tefillin for the Kaddish, but you take it off and you don't wrap it up because you want to go immediately. There should not be any hefsek between the Kaddish and the Tefillah, so you do it as quickly as possible. You take the Tefillin off and you're not allowed to talk then. You're saying, I can't even say one pasuk of an Isra'el in between because you're not supposed to have hefsek between the Kaddish and the Tefillah. So who are then over here? You can't, you know, a person can't be catching up. He's behind a little bit. He'll catch up now between the Kaddish and the Shrin Esrei. He's not supposed to daven then. He's supposed to be totally quiet. And obviously he shouldn't be talking. Because we see this, and you know, so I remember by Rabbi Einar's first yahrzeit when I did the halacha in the morning, I said over this halacha. I said, and that's this din over here of Anisa Filas. The place where you find in halacha, this din of not being mafsik, is this din over here in Reis Sadi Beis. He didn't make the sushal to Reis Sadi Beis, but that's the source where it's found. Armim Sitkoska, so Sit Beis, the minute after Shmoneh Esrei, you say Sitkoska, Nim Chalbo, Yom Shilo HaYachol, Lohay Armim B'mincha, Nihil Sepayim, any day which had been a week that you would not say Tachanun, Ein Armim Sitkoska, we don't say Sitkoska by Shabbos Mincha. Rogo Shalom Dikvoya, Medrash Bein Mincha Lamarav, they wouldn't make the drasha then. Okay, finish off Mr. Brewer over here. Sivkot and Vav, Sivkoscha. Why we say, the Mesa of Yosef, Moshe, and David, three of our greatest tzaddikim that were nifter on Shabbos, Yosef, Moshe, and David. So that's also where we don't make a drasha then, because the Mor says when the chacham is mace, we don't, the yeshiva is bottle. The Bar says that's not true. He must have died Erev Shabbos. However, he wasn't buried until Shabbos afternoon. Push kasab azar. But not Armin Tzidik Adin, Allah Bizman Shenignas. So what's the issue over here? The Bach, so the Rosh Hashanah asked the question, because Chazal said that on the day that Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter, he wrote 13 Sifrei Torah. And he gave one to each Shevet, and he kept one with the Aron. So it was Shabbos. How can you write Sefer Torah? Must be wasn't Nifter Shabbos. It must be Nifter Erev Shabbos. So the Rosh asked the question. The Rosh says, I mean, any person could write one Sefer Torah in one day, Kamal Karma 13 Sefer Torah in one day, obviously it was an ace. So Mais and Nisim don't come to this or Chilul Shabbos, and however they work, the Rosh says that's not a kash. It's a Rosh in Perak Abay Pesachim. But the Bach apparently didn't go with that. Which would be an interesting question, like, you know, what's the status of Maisa Nisim Agabi Belecha Shabbos? I told you the Maisa with Baba Sali, right? Yeah, the Maisa Baba Sali, he didn't use the electricity of Shabbos, but he was Marv Benaris. And he had a tremendous amount of Neiris, so obviously one Shabbos, one of the Neiris fell and it caught fire on the floor or whatever. So Baba Sali went over there, not where it was. He took his finger and he made this indication of a line with his finger. He said something, and the fire got there. The fire went out. So, on Shabbos, so apparently he held his mouth. That's even by Moshe was called Nais. You know, compared to him, that was called Teva. But in my Sinisim, he put it out. He was garment. He didn't much put it out. It went out when it got there. V'yesh meforshim da'armim tzikoska l'hatzik adin shal al rishoyim shechazim l'gehenim tzotzi Shabbos. We would say tzikoska not because of the people which are nifter, but because the rishoyim are going to go back to gehenim now. So the Klal Yisrael is accepting that this is the righteous din, that the people deserve to go back to gehenim. Any day that you don't say tachanun, had it been on the weekday, you wouldn't say tzikoska on Shabbos. But Menuchah Perish, bein shiurim Shabbos hu Rosh Chodesh, bein shiurim Rishon Shacharav hu Rosh Chodesh. It's relevant either way, whether today is Rosh Chodesh or today is Erev Rosh Chodesh. Either way, had it been my mincha on a weekday, you wouldn't say tachanun. So the point here is saying that even though it's not Rosh Chodesh yet, it's just Erev Rosh Chodesh, but on the weekdays that's enough to say by Mincha you don't say, so Shabbos also you don't say Tzikos. Excuse me. So I see we're here in the Moshe Bishra, the very interesting point, which that the people are familiar with. I think I mentioned it once before, that the loch is by a bris milah. So in the morning before the bris, the whole tzibur becomes is nifter from tachanun. There's no din of tachanun. After the bris, the loch is at the balei bris, which means the sandik and the aviyah ben don't say tachanun by mincha either. They don't part of the tzibur. So had that happened on Shabbos, they wouldn't say tzikoska by mincha either, because they're not saying tachanun. For them, it's a day of Yom Tov. Not to be kaveh a medrash over there. It's not Eser Mamish, it just means it's a minig. In Tam Chanavis Katan Vav, that the Chacham Shemais, the medrash is bottle. Over here, chibur means a chibura. To make a whole chibur, you don't do. But two people sitting in their home learning, that's not that. That's what's mutter by the chacham shemais also. Right. If they be sitting in yeshiva learning, so that now you have a group of learning already. No, the problem was it's two and two and two and two and two and two, right? So that's not two people anymore. You know, each one's learning as a. But you have a group of people learning now. The point is, each two individuals learning in their home is not a problem.
So even individual learning in children is still a group.
It would just be two people. It would be fine. You can learn in shul also, but where do you have only two people sitting and learning in the shul? Which two? Everybody's going to learn. Halabai, right? yes, if you'd be in a city where there's nobody around who's able to learn, but these two people, they can learn in the shul for the same thing. It wouldn't make a difference. So they're not coming as Benuch Amarav. Hanukashu Samach Lechashecha. It's all talking about it towards evening. Okay, in a minute, Lidrash Kadam Amincha. That's what we say beforehand. Fine. If so, now the drasha went long. Sidah mincha, if you start saying prokim, which means pirkei avos or shermalus, you end up eating so shortest late. Okay. So it's more important to start so shortest in the right time than to say pirkei avos.
Just an excuse. Somebody was darshaning every Shabbos.
Yeah,
my impression was always the Rav just gave two drushes during the year.
The Rav gave two drushes a year.
Right.
There was a Magid Tzedek,
uh-huh.
Who was his. He would say every Shabbos. It was more halachas than it was a lamed shtickle Torah. Right. That was his point before. Okay, the Mabushi Yom Tov says, "Shura the Rabbi, my Rabbi, Prague, should come home and Shavdorish be Mincha Lamarav." He would say Batim Mincha Lamarav. Why are we saying that we don't? By so he held. Okay, there's an end of Ein Lamayos that to Jewish and Motzi. But when I say Rabbim, based on Kama Shaiskim Oz Kama Noshim Mebid Shmeta Sichah Patelo, Vali Tov Yosel Shmoya Oz Dibrei Moser Kedeshal Yivar Lazeh. You know, if the pshat is the option is that they're not going to learn, you know, betzibur, they're going to learn b'yichidus, they're going to sit and contemplate the, you know, something, one thing. If they're going to sit and shmooze, the more b'teilim and worse, say drasha. They say yourself out there one time. This darshan said like he doesn't make a rush with anybody. He says, "Why are you talking?" Then everybody was quiet, right? He said, "Yeah." So nobody said lashon hara for the hour and a half that you were saying your drush. That's a tremendous accomplishment. So that's what he's saying over here. Okay, let's hold it here.